I saw a picture yesterday, a snapshot of my life. I saw a face that I remembered. It might have been my wife. Was it a photo of things to come or how they used to be? It doesn't much matter because I wasn't in it. But maybe I will be. Maybe. We'll see.
Night of the Fonts. Local town terrorized by out-of-control typefaces. While Helvetica capitalized one farmer's cow, Comic Sans has completely robbed Theater Marquise of dignity. A third, unidentified font absconded sans serif after it was shot off by a patrolman. Meanwhile, at news stations across the country, Lorem Ipsum threatet te milnud strulpits canoodle at wanderskirtas. Unift but Nerblit. Now this.
Well, that, kiddies, is our fairy story for tonight.
Joel, maybe he's right. Back in Florida, you don't suppose that they expect us to lose our lives over this thing? Maybe we got no business to be here at all.
Want to play some cards?
No. No, I think I'll try to get some sleep. You'd better do the same.
Oh, I'll sleep fine. No imagination.
Say you wouldn't go break up the old act, would you, pal? After all these years, that wouldn't be real nice. Nah, you couldn't go break up the act now, could you, pal?
Yes, he could, without so much as thinking twice.
Amazing!
Swap those barbershop harmonies no more.
You can't sing them with three. You gotta have four.
And ain't it a crime, a real crying shame, screwed up and all wet.
We used to be thick, how quick they forget.
Yeah, they sure do.
Here's how it becomes guitar, bass, and drums. Saxophone, a trio is born.
Advertising. We'll make you eat our words. How may we help you? Mr. Dagwood? Sure, please hold.
Mr. Dagwood?
Yes, Miss Milt?
The four houses on line one, they want to know if you can remove one of the O's from their name.
Tell them I'll call them back. Would you please send Mr. Cheese in?
Right away, sir.
Hello, Mr. Ham and Cheese, is it? It's genius. So glad you could make it.
Thank you, Mr. Platter.
Please, call me Reuben. And this is my partner, Dagwood Sandwich.
Hello.
Wow. Is that your natural voice?
Why, yes.
Whoa. We ought to put that on a sandwich. Aren't I funny?
You are.
That voice is incredible. In fact, it sounds edible. It has a crispy, fresh-baked quality.
Right? A smoky quality. Like if smoked cheddar and Morgan Freeman had a baby.
Okay, Ham. May I call you Ham?
I guess.
Great. So, now, here's your script. Maybe you could give us a read before we start recording. You know, a few lines. That'd be okay?
Sure. So, what's my motivation here?
Okay, I'm so happy you asked. So, imagine this. You're getting ready to go to work. Love your job, but even more than that, you love what you get to wear. You open your closet with a big smile, and there they are, all of your favorite garnishings. You slide on a pair of tomatoes, you pick up your lettuce, you smell it, it's so fresh, you can hardly stand it. You put it on.
Next comes the big decision, the pickles or the olives. But you just got promoted, so today, you're feeling daring. You go for the banana peppers. And to top it off, you reach for...
What?
Wait for it.
What? The light mayo.
My friend, you are gonna kill it at the office.
But see, you're also very mindful of your health. And the ladies are gonna love you for it.
But you're still not ready for the finishing touch. A shower.
After I've gotten dressed?
No, not a full shower. You're just going to spritz yourself. You want the look of freshness that only comes from the little beads of moisture on your clothing that say, fresh.
Yeah, see, to you, these aren't just topics. They're expressions of who you are as an individual.
The clothes don't make the man, but the toppings make the sandwich.
And I'm the bread?
That's it. That's your mantra. I am the bread.
That's great, except we need something that sounds more wholesome. Focaccia?
Chris focaccia. No, ciabatta.
That's it. I am the ciabatta. Say it, Ham.
I am the ciabatta.
How do you do that? Your voice has a crackle to it like fresh French bread.
Yeah, I just want to marry a steak in it.
I'm gonna make you eat those words, buddy.
I'll do it.
Okay, Ham. You're stuffed with meat and veggies. You're ready, my friend. Now, let's hear it.
Okay. Feeling hungry? Stop on in to Sunken Subs today and dive into one of our mouth-watering market fresh sandwiches. Like the new super tasty nuclear sub, crispy toasted ciabatta bread piled high with mouth-watering signature smoked boar's head ham, slow roasted hickory apple turkey, thick slices of gourmet smoked cheddar, and topped with crisp garden fresh vegetables with our signature peppercorn ranch aioli with just a hint of dog food. It's a flavor your taste buds will punch you in the mouth for. But the new, super tasty nuclear sub is only available for a limited time. So get one now before they're decommissioned. Sunken Subs. Deep six your hunger. Was that okay? Guys?
I'm sorry. I think I drooled on my shirt a little. That was
the most delicious thing I've heard all day. Ham, I was transported by your words.
Posterity will thank us. Wait. Say barbecue bacon chicken.
Barbecue. Bacon. Chicken.
Man, I need a sandwich.
Can we name our next creation after you?
I gotta go.
Sure, yeah. The bathroom is at the end of the hall on the left. You can't miss it.
That's not what I meant.
Harry Subs would be so proud of this campaign.
Join me, Ruben. Singing the Edible Words advertising jingle, would you?
With heaving chest and moist eyes. This is for food advertising campaigns everywhere.
Make your product really sell. That's the thing that we do well. We'll advertise your brand for you and make your fiscal dreams come true. We are bonded and insured. We'll make your clients eat our words.
That was a horrible ending.
We are bonded and insured.
Wait for it. My solo, right here. We'll make your clients
eat our words.
We are bonded and insured. We'll make your clients eat our words.
If it does, that would be even more funny, considering he went to the bathroom. Or...
No, that's true. That is true. It's
okay.
When I click my fingers, you will hear only the sound of my voice. Are you listening? Sometimes letting a woman get inside your head isn't a bad thing. Human chemistry can have unexpected results. Opening the door to let someone in also opens the door for you to get out.
Once upon a time, there was a young prince who didn't know he was a prince. He had long ago been shut away in a bleak and lonely tower by his stepfather, who had put the boy out of the way to rule in his stead. All that rightfully belonged to the young man was taken away, even the knowledge of who he was. Years passed. In time, the young man became a prisoner within his own mind, believing he was nothing, confined by self-doubt and shackled to the persistent lies of others. For many long years, he languished there alone, neglected and forgotten. Even so, he remained true of heart and kind in manner. Then one day, he met a princess. She had heard about this young man and wished to meet him. She was compassionate, brave, and resourceful. And after many days and many difficulties, she found the young man's tower prison and scaled the wall. At first, he would only stare at her, sullen and silent as a wall of ice. But her persistent kindness slowly warmed him. Hope and humanity began to return. It was as if a flower, long buried under winter snow, had once again begun to bloom, for her life had touched his. And the young man fell deeply in love with the young woman, and she with him. But the princess knew that to truly save the man she loved, she would have to free him from his dark prison, for he was still too weak to escape on his own. And so she carried him as best she could and risked many perils to deliver him at last to freedom. She helped nurse the young man to health, and so grateful was the man she freed that he swore his life to her. She helped him discover the person within so that he might at last know himself. He wrote her poetry and made her feel loved, and so back and forth it went, each repaying the other for their kindness. And though the young man never regained his own kingdom, he one day married the woman who had saved him, and they happily ruled together over their very own kingdom as man and wife. And so because of the selfless love of a valiant woman, the young man really did become a prince, just as he always had been, without even knowing it.
Space is as limitless as the human imagination. Time as abstract as human thought. In the forge of creativity, both become alloy from which new forms emerge and new realities take shape. Each of us has the power to reinterpret our past, reshape our present, and reimagine our future. In short, to reinvent ourselves, to create ourselves, and at the same time be created by ourselves. In playing with our own tenses, allowing our experiences and imaginations to coalesce, to be heated by time and hammered by our own wills, we become timesmiths. We forge our own future from the recycled materials of the past and the present. Within each of us, there are places undiscovered, portions of the map uncharted, enough accumulated minutiae to fill a galaxy, and all of it contained within our own minds. Outer space is no more mysterious than the space within ourselves. So come dream with us, here where the stars are always out, the world is always dreaming, and your dial is always tuned to Timesmith Radio, the soundtrack to the human experience.
This is Edison Spaeth signing off. Good night. We leave you, as always, with a song.
Twinkle, twinkle. It all started about 700 years ago between a land they called England and a land they called France.
Today's special word is confabulation.
Local town terrorized by out-of-control typefaces.
Haven't you ever wondered what's beyond these four walls?
There's nothing outside of these four walls.
Is he talking about that creepy mannequin?
Deuteronomy, the most excellent.
My name is Dr. Barney.
Oh, man. Take it from me.
Well done, Teddy. You're a natural born announcer.
I am the Edison phonograph, created by the great wizard of the New World to delight those who would have melody or be amused. I can sing you tender songs of love. I can give you merry tales and joyous laughter. I can transport you to the realms of music. I can cause you to join in the rhythmic dance. I can lull the babe to sweet repose or waken in the aged heart soft memories of youthful days. No matter what may be your mood, I am always ready to entertain you. When your day's work is done, I can bring the theater or the opera to your home. I can give you grand opera, comic opera, or vaudeville. I can give you sacred or popular music, band, orchestra, or instrumental music. I can render solos, duets, trios, quartets. I can aid in entertaining your guests. When your wife is worried after the cares of the day and the children are boisterous, I can rest the one and quiet the other. I never get tired, and you will never tire of me, for I always have something new to offer. I give pleasure to all, young and old. I will go wherever you want me, in the parlor, in the sick room, on the porch, in the camp, or to your summer home. If you sing or talk to me, I will retain your songs or words and repeat them to you at your pleasure. I can enable you to always hear the voices of your loved ones, even though they are far away. I talk in every language. I can help you to learn other languages. I am made with the highest degree of mechanical skill. My voice is the clearest, smoothest, and most natural of any talking machine. The more you become acquainted with me, the better you will like me. The better you will like me. The better you will like me.